you guys doing?
And here we go again. Dito naman tayo sa isang episode ng Puro Kalaro. Okay. So, as you can remember, I think the last episode that we talked about was how far video games influence pop culture. So, I've thought of that so much
before. Pero this new topic that I'm thinking about, or this new question that I've thought about, eto lang galing kasi ito. Kasi I was playing like the new game, which is Warhammer 40k Darktide. So I had a game, I had a friend that I was playing with. And then habang nagaantay ng in between games, ganun. So nasa Discord kami. So nag-uusap kami. And we got to talking about this one very interesting conversation that we had. Diba? And this is the question, guys, that I want you to ponder about. Is the new generation going to kill gaming culture? Okay? May kita mo parang, bakit naman papatayin ng new generation ang gaming culture? Diba? So, eto kasi yung naisip ko, okay? So, I think I'm considered Gen X kasi meron sila sinasabi na Xennials kami or yeah. So basta Gen X and Millennials, okay? This includes them. They are considered as the video game culture, video game generation. Okay? Sila yung nakakita halos ng lahat. Kung saan nag-start yan, from start sa Atari to NES, Nintendo Entertainment System, or Super Family Computer dito sa Asia, or sorry, Family Computer dito sa Asia. Tapos it went to Super NES and Super Family Computer, tapos Sega, di ba? Ano yun eh? Lahat yan sunod-sunod na na-experience namin. Na-experience namin yung console wars ng matindi, and it's not between Xbox and Sony. It's actually between Sega and Nintendo and a lot of different companies pa that didn't actually pan out. Pero naging talagang Sega versus Nintendo nun. So ngayon, may hindi na nakikipag-compete ang Nintendo kasi they're so behind, pero people are still buying their consoles. Pero it's between Sony and Xbox. Pero ngayon, nag-give up na Xbox. So Sony na lang talaga yung masasabing winner ng console wars and everything. And now they're up against what? PC? That they've, I think, also considered. I mean, Sony has already considered too because they're selling their games to PC now. You don't see that. You don't see Sony games. Sony studio games being sold to Xbox. You wouldn't see that. Pero they're selling to PC. They're probably saying that we will never what do you call this, beat PC. Because they know they're so behind. Diba? So pero tapos na tayo sa topic na yan, diba? Napag-usapan na natin yan before. Pero ito kasing question na to, is the new generation going to kill gaming culture? Very interesting topic to me. Diba? So why do I think this? Why am I thinking of this? Like I said, yung millennials and Gen Xers, okay? The latter part of Gen Xers, grew up with all of these video games. We played all of them, okay? We played all of them. That's why it's all the rave, okay? Pero not only that, kasi we also played outside. So hindi at and we grew up in a situation or in a environment where we were hungry for every information that we have on video games. So gutom kami for how many decades? Habang lumalaki kami, habang na-experience namin lahat ng video games na to. And even now, the people who are putting the main money maker of these huge companies are not the young people. Are not the, ano ba, Gen Z or something? the new generation, the ones who actually were born in late 90s and early 2000s, those people are still not footing the bill. They're not hungry enough to want video games. Okay? So, hear me out on this, okay? Kasi kami noon, wala kaming mga video game awards, wala kaming Twitch, wala kaming YouTube, or any other media that would satisfy, at least for a short while, the craving that we have on video games. Okay? We didn't have yung YouTube videos of playthroughs. We don't have watching people playing video games, diba? Ngayon, may kita mo lahat yan. Okay? So ano naman yung point doon? Kasi talagang lumalabas, deprived kami ng video games. Pag hindi kami makalaro ng video games, and nasa labas kami. Nasa labas kami, naglalaro kami, we're keeping ourselves busy and everything like that. And then when we're allowed to play video games, that's the only time we play. And hindi pa doon incorporated yung limit sa amin to play video games. When I was like a kid, I was limited to like 1 hour, 2 hours. On a weekend, probably at most 3 hours. Pero galit na yung magulang ko noon. Galit na yung mga tita ko, galit na yung lola ko and everything. Kasi 3 hours na ako naglalaro. 3 oras ka na naglalaro. Galit na sila noon. Diba? And most of the games that we play are consoles. That was a time where there was only one TV at home. There's only one television. Yun lang. So if for us to actually share that with others would limit our time or our own ano. Syempre mayayaman mga may sarili silang TV sa kwarto or something like that, 'di ba? Pero hindi naman ganun kamahal ang ano noon eh, family computer noon. Halos lahat meron eh. Konti lang talaga yung panahon namin para maglaro. I think that's one reason why most of the old gamers like me think of the new gamers now as medyo, alam mo yun, yung tipi, ang hirap kasi magkaroon ng generational war pagdating sa video games kasi nga hindi mo naman sabihin mas magaling kami noon or something like that, pero siguro mas thick-skinned kami noon. Kasi we had to be good in these video games using the limited time that we have. Okay? So imagine this. Yung mga video games noon, wala kaming save. We can't save our games. We have to play it from start to finish using the 1 hour or 2 hours that were allotted to play that game. So ngayon, masasabi mo ba yun na sa 2 oras matatapos mo yung game? Diba ngayon, hindi na. Because the content of video games now are so vast that you have to save your game to actually play another time. Even if you've already spent like 10 hours for the entire day playing video games, that's still not enough. You have to save your game. Diba? Hindi ka talaga aabot dun sa tamang hindi mo matatapos lahat ang area sa loob ng mga 10 hours lang. Kasi usually yung mga games ngayon, lalo na yung mga RPG, mga 90 hours yan. Mga minsan 100 hours, yung mga ganyan. So, noon, karamihan naman sa amin, action-adventure. Okay? Imagine mo ngayon if you can finish a game within 2 hours, basura yung game na yun. Basura talaga. Pero that's what we had before. Hindi naman basura yung mga games. Basura din talaga yung mga graphics ngayon. Pero we were so enamored that was the wow factor. That was the 4K high definition sa amin noon panahon na yun. Sobrang 8-bit lang graphics. Pero Kasi naalala ko noon, we were playing like in my Super Famicom. Okay, we were playing Super Contra, I think, or Contra 3. I forgot which one is it. Pero I think Contra 3. So, that was a hard game. Okay? And it was summer naman, so we could extend our play. Tapos may sarili namang TV yung pinsan ko, so we played there. The limited lives and everything like that. Wala kaming 100 lives katulad ng ibang Contra. Hindi kami nandaya and everything. And we were playing on hard. My God, nag-start kami after lunch. Kakakain lang namin. Siyempre, ayaw, pag nag-start ka ng umaga, tatawagin ka pa ng lunch, di ba? So may istorbo lang yung paglalaro mo. So talagang after lunch, nandun lang kami sa kwarto. Natapos siguro kami, siguro mga 1:30, mga ganyan, after kumain talaga. So, start kami, natapos kami mga 6. Alam mo yung fulfillment namin na matapos namin yung video game na yon? Kasi week, actually, I think naulit pa yata, sorry, naulit pala yun. Natapos kami mga 9. Mga 9 na kami natapos. Just because nagalaw yung cartridge. In the middle of it all. So like I said, we have to finish the game from start to finish because there's no save. Even though I think my earliest the game, it was like an early 1980s game, which is the first Legend of Zelda, it has a save. Okay? You had 3 slots for save. Pero you can finish that from start to finish then. Okay? In a few hours lang. Basta alam mo kung ano yung mga secrets, alam mo na kung saan pupunta. You can actually finish this in a very short period of time. But because it's of the nature of the game in Legend of Zelda, it has to have a save, okay? And before the birth of the memory card, okay, games who had saves had to have batteries in the cartridges. Literal na may battery yung cartridge na yon. Hindi naman kailangan paltan yun or anything like that. Pero sa loob niya may battery, long lasting naman yon. Yung mga flat disk lang na lithium batteries. Matagal naman yung last, kasi hindi naman siya laging ginagamit. So pag magsa-save ka lang, para lang to keep the memory alive inside the video game, yon. Kailangan ng battery noon. Pero going back, so to my point na we were good at video games because we had limited time to actually play. You had to get good in that short period of time. Okay? Yung mga kids ngayon, and I know this firsthand, even my kid, okay? Hindi na siya kid. So, nasa 20, magta 20 years old yung anak ko. Actually, 20 years old na pala siya. Magta 21 na siya next month. So, medyo binata na siya. Hindi siya lumaki na deprived yung limit niya sa video games. Okay? When it was his time, it was his time. Okay? And my stepson, okay, right now, has also the same ugali. Okay? And they are the new generation. The reason why I think that they're gonna kill gaming culture, answering that question in a sense, is that these guys are not deprived of time, okay? And they're not, kung makikita nyo yung mga lumalabas na video games ngayon, pag may new trailer, excited, ay may bagong game, may maganyan-ganyan, ang mga na-excite pa rin doon, kami pa rin. Kami pa rin ang mga old gamers. Kami pa rin, uy, may bagong Diablo 4, ganyan-ganyan. Kami pa rin yung na-excite. Pero yung mga new generation, hindi na sila na na-excite. And this actually answers the question why Fortnite, even Roblox is very, even Minecraft, is still popular to this time. And those are not really, shall we say, mga high-standard games. Di ba? Roblox, Fortnite, Minecraft, diba? Hindi naman siya high graphics, hindi siya kailangan ng ganyan-ganyan. Pero even my son still plays that game. My stepson plays Roblox. And they have access to machines that are capable of playing AAA games. they still go back to these games. Diba? Parang mapaisip ko, bakit gusto nila maglaro ng ganun, diba? Siguro, syempre, maraming factors. Andun yung mga kaibigan nila. Siguro na, nag-enjoy sila ng ganun. Pero, that's the main reason why I think they're gonna kill gaming culture. Because a developer doesn't have to do much to satisfy the new generation of gamers. They had to work their ass off pagdating sa amin. We are the critics now. We are the journalists now. Kami yung may mga trabaho. Kami yung nagbibigay ng kritik. Kami yung nagsusulat sa Steam. Kami lahat yon. Millennials and Generation X. Kami yung nagsusulat yan. Kami yung critics ng video games right now. We are trying to shape the video game culture right now. We are making sure that you guys have your pro gaming teams. We are the generation who is doing that. I'm not saying that, oh, ano naman ako contribute ng bagong generation. I'm just saying that the standard that is being set, because you are the future customers. You are siguro mga nasa, even though kasi na marami kami, we are the critics and everything like that, most of us have no time to play video games anymore. Okay, we're back to square one, bata kami. Wala namin panahon para maglaro ng video games. Hindi naman siguro kami naglalaro ng isa, dalawang oras ngayon. We can still play. Pero we have to allot time to it because we have other... we already have families, di ba? We already have families to take care of and we don't have time to play a video game the way we want to play it. Kasi mga ano nga kami, seryoso nga kaming video gamers. Talagang gusto namin, seryoso, gusto namin to talk. Yung mga video games ngayon, hindi na siya natatapos ng isa, dalawang oras, natatapos siya ng ilang oras. So we want to be there for the video game. We want to be there for the game itself. So we can't just, okay lang yan, magka-casual gaming lang na tayo. Ganyan. Pero minsan, yun na lang yung naging napipilitan. Pero we don't want that. We want to really have our me time pagdating sa video games. Kung naglalaro ka ng games, gusto namin me time. Gusto namin walang iistorbo, gusto namin ganun. Karamihan talaga ng mga seryoso sa video games, yan, ganun kami maglaro. Pero yung mga kabataan kasi ngayon, yun na nga, nasabi ko na kanina, casual gaming na lang sila. They would jump from one game to another, and the one game to another are not AAA games. And these are free games. Online. Roblox is not paid. Yes, there are games in Roblox that need to be paid. Pero walang lalaro nun kasi nga may, ano. Diba? Right now, most of the kids who are playing video games are satisfied to just have a cell phone and have a game on that cell phone. That's the standard now. And do you think the future developers, the future publishers, will do video games the way we, the Generation X and Millennials, are playing? Yung mga RPG na mga Final Fantasy, sabihin mo, sa tingin mo, magkakasaysay pa yan pagdating sa future? Wala. Kasi yung mga naglalaro ngayon, they are being... Natetest sila. Hindi sila nagle-level up kasi. Kasi kami nga, nung bata kami ng 80s, what we have was Atari, what we have was family computer. If you research that online, kung ano yung mga graphics, nag-i-improve talaga siya. Nag-i-improve talaga siya. The kids of today have woken up or have been born to improved graphics. Pero you can see the nature of playing games. Hindi talaga sa graphics eh. How you enjoy the game. If you can do that with less graphics and casual gaming rules, bakit ka gagawa ng AAA game? Bakit ka gagawa ng isang malupit na Final Fantasy in the future na mukhang tao na yung nilalaro mo? Eh kung ang nilalaro ng mga tao, 10 years from now, hindi naman ganun. To think ang isang development ng isang magandang game is like 5 years. So the people who are gonna to publish that game will look at that kind of stat. No one is gonna play this game. No one is gonna play a game like Skyrim, like, di ba? Kaya lang naman sumikat yung Skyrim is because of people like us who enjoy escapism. Ngayon, hindi na escapism ng mga bata because it's available to them. Di ba? Kami noon, we need to escape. We had schoolwork. We had bullies to take care of. Ngayon, wala nang bullies. Meron pa rin, pero alam mo yun? So yun, that's what we had before. That's what we had. That's what we had to deal with. We had to deal with a lot of stress. We also had parent problems like you had now. You have now. We also have everything that you have now and more. And we didn't have outlets like YouTube. We didn't have outlets like Twitch or anything that would take away from the problems that we have. We don't have much entertainment. We have to share it with our parents kasi isa lang yung TV namin. That's what we had before. So we had to escape 1 hour or 2 hours at a time with these video games. And of course, syempre, nai-improve na yan. Magtatagal na kami. Meron na sariling TV and everything. Matagal na kami maglaro ng video games. And we were the ones who asked for RPGs, for role-playing games. Kasi we grew up with Dungeons and Dragons, pen and paper games, board games, diba? Yung mga Monopoly, yung mga ganyan. Very few children actually enjoy board games or are introduced to board games for that matter. Diba? Malamang mga display na lang sa bahay. Pero kami noon, lahat ng Monopoly namin, wasak-wasak. Bakit? Gamit na gamit eh. Gamit na gamit. Talagang wasak na wasak. Ngayon, nagaganda na mga board game ng mga tao oh, kasi kinagawang collectors. Pero nung panahon namin yan, wasak na wasak lahat ng board games. May Monopoly ka, yun. Diba? May local version yan, Millionaire's Game. Wasak na wasak yan. Natapakan yan, nadurog yan, lahat yan. Diba? Yung box, nakaw, laging napupunit yun. Diba? As long as kompleto pa yung mga kadalasan kulang-kulang na. Diba? We still play it. Diba? And these are the things that we need that we use to escape from our daily issues, diba? We don't have TikTok to escape from. We don't have funny videos to watch just to be entertained. We had video games, we had our friends, and if our friends are not available, we just have to shut up and stay home, watch the news, and then be told to actually sleep. Kasi tomorrow is another day. So, yun yung motivation namin. That's why we craved all of these media. Movies, TV, you guys have to have fantasy. Yeah, you guys have to have ganyan, ganyan, ganyan. Diba? I mean, if I had a stat right now, I think the most people who consume isekai anime are people who are millennials or Gen X. Nako. Kasi dream namin lahat yun eh. Lahat kami had daydreams and dreams like that to escape. What if I went to another world? That's why we demanded RPGs. We were the ones who paid for RPGs, for war games, for anything like that, simulations, everything. We demand that now. The generation now demand nothing because they already have it. And when you already have something, you always take it for granted. So that's what I fear. I fear that the new generation is going to kill gaming culture. I just hope that there's going to be a new culture who's going to replace that. Kasi the previous episode, I was already talking about the future speculations na mabobombard tayo ng video games. Keso commercials, keso mga TV, mga movies. Pero ang manonood yan, kami pa rin. Kami pa rin. Kasi ngayon, bombarded ng media ang mga bata. Sobrang bombarded sila ng media, they don't even crave for video games anymore. They have other ways to enjoy themselves. Diba? video game is just one outlet. Before, it was the outlet. It was the pinnacle of entertainment. Hanggang ngayon, kaya we're pushing for... that's why ngayon, the largest entertainment industry is actually video games. It's not movies, it's not TV, it's not anything else. It's video games. But because of us, and we're getting old. We're getting old. We don't have no one to pass to. You guys are not hungry enough. The new generation are not hungry enough to actually want video games. Kasi, like I said, mga Roblox lang, masaya na. The thing is, Roblox is, most of the games there are imitation of AAA games. Pero they're happy to play that casual free game. Rather than just go pay or ask their parents na, can you buy me this game? Because I really want to play it. And I'm not saying lahat. I'm just saying that the typical player that you will see online is not deprived of video games. Pag nag-grief yan ng konti, napikon yan and all that, they can drop that video game right then and there. Diba? Sabi, eh, hindi. Triple A game, naglalaro nga ng Warzone. Ano bang Warzone? Libre. Diba? Ano bang PUBG? Libre. Diba? Free na ang PUBG. And even if it was for sale, magkano lang siya nun? Wala pang 1,000. It didn't really take an entire saving of allowance to actually buy those games. Mura lang talaga siya. Diba? Overwatch is free. Right now, you don't have to pay for anything. So you now you see, Overwatch 2 is not even microtransact. Nasa ano sila, League of Legends is not paid, diba? The people who pay for game passes or yung mga battle pass, yung mga ganyan. Gen X, tsaka ano pa rin? Gen X, tsaka millennials pa rin. I think a kid would actually pay for that. They would rather ask for that money from other players and influencers and give them a free skin or whatever than pay for it themselves. Yeah. That's true. I mean, it's... Diba? If you... It's a cool thing to have a new skin for them, diba? It's bragging rights nga sa kanila yun, eh. I mean, skill is no longer a bragging right in video games. Just go. It's how cool you look. Superficial things. Dati Counter-Strike, kuday. Hindi ako dati nakilala ko as inang sa Counter-Strike. Kasi ako yung pinakamagaling sa AK. Totoo yun. I mean, for those who played in Anonas before, yung mga Goey, yung mga Game, ano yan, I think. Game Shark yata yung pangalan nun dati. I forgot. Pero yun, yung mga video games na yun, lahat yun kasi magkakakonnect yun, eh. So maraming server or marami na sila mga dedicated server for each. Tapos magkakakonnect yung mga, ano doon, yung mga palaruan doon. Yung mga internet cafe doon, magkakakonnect sila. So, kahit saan ka pumwesto, kung saan ko komportable, di doon ka umupo. Kasi, kung nandun yung mga kaibigan mo, di ba, doon mo kukulit, or doon okay. Doon ka umupo, pero makakalaro mo yung buong Anonas, ano, arcade. Di ba? Or buong building, makakalaro mo. Depende kung gaano karami yung ano. Siguro mga, I think, mga 3 or 4 na internet, ano doon. So, lahat yun, Counter-Strike. 32 players, 16 versus 16. Ganon karami yung laro namin nun. And LAN yun, ha? LAN. Hindi siya online. LAN yun, di ba? So, ibig sabihin, yung trash talk ka or something like that, pero kang sugurin na dun. Sinugod na ako ng ibang ano dun, pero hindi nila ako kilala kasi. So, hindi mo na ako nagtatrash talk or anything like that, pero they always die in my hands. Ako yung number one na nakikita mo sa listahan, tatab lang nila, nakikita mo, sino ba tong inang?
pinuntahan talaga ako. Sino yung inang? Sino yung inang? Diba? Nakita nila college na ako, hindi naman ako bata and all that. Pero, oh, galing mo kuya. Noong nakilala ko noon, because of my skill. Hindi dahil maganda yung skin ko. Diba? Or madaya ako or anything like that. Diba? Nakilala ako because of my skill. And the kids today, yes, I think a factor din naman yung skill. I won't take that away from them. Pero yun nga. Ngayon, superficial kadalasan. Ang ganda naman ang skin mo. Uy, ako rin, pa-skin ka naman, kuya. Uy, ganyan-ganyan. Ganyan yung labanan ngayon eh. Diba? Kasi ngayon, even magaling ka, bobo ka pa din eh. Diba? Tama ba? So, yun. Ganun kasi lahat ngayon eh. Magaling ka, bobo ka naman eh. So, di ba? Yung trash token ngayon, almost the same na halos lang kahit anong laro eh. Diba? So, yun yung iniisip ko lang sa future ng mga games. Yung mga kasi ngayon nga, ang uso is mga casual games. Mga multiplayer games. Because the multiplayer before was not really stable, particularly online. Ngayon, parang LAN na. When we say LAN, ibig sabihin nandiyan lang sila sa area, kalaro mo sila, and mabilis yung connection na yon. Pero ngayon online, usa mabilis na yung connection, di ba? May mga problem lang minsan sa yung tinatawag na naglalag ka or something like that. And hindi mo naman maiwasan yon. Okay, hindi mo maiwasan yon because when lag is a problem, you have to consider a lot of things. Okay? Some ba yung server na nilalaroan nyo? Sa server, sa dedicated server ba talaga kayo naglalaro? Or is it peer-to-peer? Pag tinabing peer-to-peer, ibig sabihin, isa lang sa inyo yung super bagal ng internet, lahat kayo mabagal. Kasi lahat hahabulin nyo yung ping ng isa't isa. Okay? Isa pa yung connection nyo sa isa't isa. Baka, alam naman sa Pilipinas, minsan yung isa Converge, yung isa PLDT, hindi sila magkasundo. Yung isa, Bayantel, yung isa. Dati, madami na dati na namin problema nyo. Ano bang internet mo, Bayantel? Ako, kaya pala hindi ako makakonnect masyado sa iyo eh. Ay, PLDT, yun yung problema talaga. Ayun. So, yun, yung mga ganun. Diba? Askay ka ba? Ako, patay. Mga ganyan. Yung mga ganun klaseng connection. So, mahirap talaga if we don't regulate that pagdating sa connection. Pero yun nga, more often than not, mabilis pa rin talaga yung connection natin na kahit online, kahit kalaban mo mga taga Singapore, mabilis talaga yung connection. Unlike before na parang sobrang pahirapan kumunek, pahirapan umano. Yun. So, dati, kaya LAN lang yun nilalaro namin. Ibig sabihin, kung dito lang sa area o sa isang internet shop lang, kami-kami magkakalaro kasi mabilis yung ganun. Doon nga sumikat yung Dota All-Stars sa LAN games, di ba? So, that's the reason why games like RPGs, strategy games, are a thing of the past. It's gonna be a thing of the past 10 years from now. Nobody is gonna play those games. The only time that a developer or publisher will actually put money on those games to develop those games, for nostalgia purposes na lang. Nilalaro kasi ng tatay ko yan dati. Ang ganda yan. Parang ganito. Parang God of War yan ah. Diba? Parang Final Fantasy yan. Ang galing ah. Those genres will start dying. Diba? Kasi hindi siya ganun ka-popular sa mga kabataang naglalaro ngayon. Sa mga, and when I say kabataan, elementary, high school ha. Sila kasi talaga yung pinaka dapat malaking denomination dito eh. Sila talaga dapat yung naglalaro ng video game. Diba? Dapat nga mas, I mean, we were on the verge of actually having an equal amount of players between boys and girls. Pero the way things are going, I'm not saying na puro ano, pero it's gonna be an equal number again. I mean, as women grow, as girls grow up to be women, mas nawawalan sila ng interest sa mga ganyan eh. Diba? Baligtad kasi ng generation namin. Nung bata, hindi talaga interesado yung mga babae. Pero nung tumatanda, doon na sila nagiging interested sa video games din. Bakit? Kasi nandun yung tropa nila eh. Naglalaro din yung crush nila doon. Diba? Ngayon, hindi eh. Kasi nga, communication is so open now and everyone can actually communicate anywhere that they are sort of satisfied in terms of the entertainment. They don't have to even leave the house. So, walang depravity pagdating sa mga... Kasi ngayon, tiba, makikita mo yung mga kabataan, hindi sila lumalabas or hindi sila natitigil kakatingin ng phone nila. Because that's their thing. That's their... that's how they communicate with people. I mean, sa mga magulang dyan na nag-iisip na parang, ah, hindi ka na tumigil sa kaka-phone. Hindi po. Kasi yun talaga yung communication ng mga bata ngayon eh. Diba? Hindi na sila lumalabas eh. Ayaw nyo nang palabasin kasi delikado sa labas. Baka masagasaan, baka makaung ano. Nasa bahay na lang sila. Yan yung way of how to communicate. It's a communication device anyway. Diba? Diba? Nataon lang na sa perk, makakanood din sila ng mga videos gamit yung mga phone nila. Diba? Dati hindi namin nagagawa yun. A phone is a phone. Talagang literal communication device. Tapos nadagdag lang yung text. Tapos ngayon, pwede ka na kumunik sa internet. Diba? Ngayon, magaganda na rin yung ano nyo. Dati nakakunik ka sa internet, pero yung internet na itsura namin, nako! Pag nakita mo, puro salita lang. Wala kami mga picture-picture. Tsaka kung mag-load siya, hapon na, bago mag-load lahat. So, ngayon, napakabilis na. Nanonood na kayo ng video. May FaceTime na. Nag-video call na kayo sa mga isa't isa. Napakabilis. Real time, naririnig niyo yung boses, walang delay, konti lang. 'Di ba? Microseconds na lang yung delay ngayon. Dati 1-2 seconds. So, yun yung kakaiba sa generational, yung generation gap or hindi natin pwedeng sabihin generation war, pero that's what you're used to right now. And we accept that. But the thing is, with the lack of depravity of playing video games, you will not want for anything more. Because everything is handed to this generation, the kids today, they will not look for the next Final Fantasy. They will not look for the next Elder Scrolls. They will not look for the next RPG game or strategy game. They will just look, dude, nasan ka na? Online na ako sa Roblox, laro na tayo. Online na ako sa isang free game na shooter or first person. Online na, Valorant, di ba? Online na ako sa Valorant, bro. Libre yun eh. Libre yun. And they're making money out of like battle passes. Di ba? That's how it is. That's how it is now. That's how it is now. Don't get the latest battle pass. Wala ka. Hindi ka pa nakakuha pa rin ng bagong. Meron na ako. Binili ako ng ano, mami ko eh. Yun na yung bago ngayon eh. That's how it is now. You guys will not jump to another game, a new game. Because your friends are not there. And I'm playing alone. Ngayon, internet, connectivity, the network is so good right now that you will stick with that. And the problem with that is that that will be the standard for all developers. Diba? If there's gonna be an RPG in the future, 10 years from now or more, 10 years from now or more palagi yun ah, it will be for anti-saturation purposes na lang. Ibig sabihin, kasi may kita mo naman ngayon, the top multiplayer games are still the top multiplayer games like 5 years ago or 6 years ago. Sila pa rin. Kasi mga mga industry leader na sila, katulad ng mga PUBG, yun nga, League of Legends, Dota, Valorant, di ba? Kahit Valorant recent lang, di ba? So, sila yung magiging industry standard. Sila na yon. And how they monetize their game will be the industry standard. Soon, some corporate analysts will probably say na you don't want to create paid games anymore. They just want to create free games, di ba? Pero, like I said, pag gagawa nga sila ng mga paid games, anti-saturation na lang yon. Ano bang ibig sabihin nun? Kasi, nasa-saturate din yung market. Kung maalala nyo, nagkaroon ng start muna tayo sa ano, sa era namin. 2004, lumabas ang meron ng mga MMO before. Okay? Yung mga MMORPG before. Kasi malaki yun ng early 2000s eh. Nung lumabas ang World of Warcraft, every game after World of Warcraft, kasi naging sobrang successful ang World of Warcraft, binayaran mo na yung game, may monthly subscription pa, lahat sila ginaya yon. Lahat sila ginaya yon. Pero nasaturate ang market sa dami ng MMORPG. Yung buong genre ngayon, patay. Nasaturate talaga ng todo. Nagsawa talaga yung tao. Diba? Ngayon, may nag-a-attempt pa rin na nagde-develop pa rin ng mga bagong ano MMORPG and it's still gonna be played by us, not the new generation. It's still gonna be played by us. And it's gonna be too late. It's not gonna be good enough because there's not gonna be much players anymore. Because we are also in an age, not only yung mga casual versus serious gamers na sinasabi ko, but we're also in an age where people pick their own games na. They pick their own poison. Ano ba ang pinakagusto mong game? Minsan isang game na lang yun eh. Katulad ko, I mean, every year I'm gonna buy NBA 2K. Because that's my go-to game now. Diba? I can be serious in NBA 2K, I can be casual. And it's my go-to game. And yes, when because I like the game, I actually give them money even if I've already paid the game. Because that's just how it is. I do the microtransactions for NBA 2K, yes. Yun. So, mga FIFA fans, yung mga FIFA, ganyan, yun, spend sila ng game. Kasi nga, pick your poison na ngayon. Kasi if you still go with the hype, bibilin mo lahat ng bagong game na lumalabas kasi maganda siya, hindi mo malalaro yun. You will have no time to actually play those games. I think that's the primary factor why the kids today, they already know that eh. They can't keep on playing the new thing. Pero kasi kami nung since nag-start kami 80s pa, 90s nag-start kami. Nakalakihan namin that the new thing is actually great. Pero the generation today, there's always a new game. So they don't care about new games anymore. The new games are coming out because of us, because we're paying for it. We're the ones excited for it. Pero the new generation now don't care about whatever new games. Kaya nga siguro namatay ang E3 eh. Kasi the new generation are not gonna pay the ticket. It's always gonna be the older generation that's gonna go to those conventions to be able to enjoy or watch the new games that are coming out. Pero the new generation, they don't care. They don't care about a new game until you introduce it to them personally. Uy, may bagong game ah. Uy, may ganyan-ganyan ah. Kasi their friends do not know the new games. It may take one of them. Uy, narinig mo na ba yung ano? Uy, may bagong game daw na ganito ah. Oh? Ano yun? Okay? Pag yung isang friend na yung kinuwento na, hindi niya kinuwento. So, yung may bago daw game. Pag hindi yun naging interesado, patay na yung storya na yun. Who cares about the new game? Diba? Diba? Pero dude, bro, are you gonna play what we're playing right now? Are you gonna be online later? Sige, laro tayo. So they're still gonna keep playing what they're playing right now, which is the free Roblox game or whatever your free game it is out there. They're gonna be monetized to hell. That's how they're gonna make money as they grow up. So yun. I mean, I hope I'm wrong. I really hope I'm wrong. I hope what I'm saying right now is BS, pero it's a problem that I've been pondering about. It's a huge issue. Diba? So kayo, I mean, just tell me guys, is the new generation going to kill gaming culture? Tell me otherwise. I want to hear about it in the comment section when this comes out. Pero other than that, I'm out of here. Thank you very much for listening, guys. And yeah, huwag masyado puro kalaro, ha? Have a great day. Bye-bye.